The much-anticipated solar eclipse that created so much buzz around the country is officially over. In some parts of the country, the sky darkened and the moon seemed to consume the sun. Milwaukee experienced a much more modest show, but as environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned, that didn't stop a plaza full of people on the east side from reveling in what we got.
When school principal Cherise Easley found out she could give her kindergarten through third graders a taste of the eclipse and the experience was free, she immediately sent home permission slips.
The scholars were super excited, just super excited. Can you imagine a four-year-old going home and talking to their mom about the solar eclipse? I hope I have a future astronaut. I hope we inspire the person that will discover that we can live on another planet. So
inside UW-Milwaukee's union, Easley students joined a long line of people waiting for free protective glasses. Beyond activities awaited.
A heart? A star? A star?
Local special effects artist Anna Thaney offered free cheek painting.
Which side do you want your star? That side?
Across the room, Lema Taple is trying to decide what to do first with her nearly four-year-old son. Watch a live stream from NASA? Perhaps make galaxy slime? Taple says she learned about the eclipse gathering on the internet. Her family moved here from Turkey just 3 months ago.
Of course, it's so interesting. And also, we are just wondering about the eclipse. We just try to see from the outside to campus.
Victoria Robison looks around the room in amazement. She is one of a two-person UWM planetarium staff in charge of this happening.
And everyone else besides me and Jean are student staff members, all UWM students, and they are all like leading different parts of this event, which like it would not be possible without them.
It would also be Robison's first eclipse.
For really little kids, this kind of thing really gets them like jazzed about space and the cosmos and curious, and which can lead to curiosity about lots of other things. So
it's getting close to 2 p.m. Robison picks up her megaphone to urge people to move outside to the plaza. She also bears the unfortunate news they've run out of protective eye gear. They had given away 10,000 pair.
But I suggest that you make new friends during the news. If you don't have glasses, you will want to make new friends so that you can share. Find someone, introduce yourself, become best friends, and share your glasses.
Outside, student Janet Bebo is among the people filling nearly every inch of the plaza. Bebo's first eclipse was a wholly different experience. The year was 2017.
I was driving a kitten down to my mom's friend in Kansas City. I forgot the eclipse was happening that day. All of a sudden, it got dark. We pulled off onto an overpass with a bunch of other cars, and we got to look after it reached totality, and it was so cool. This is way more people than last time I watched the eclipse.
Nearby, Marilyn Goris Wiseman is sharing the glasses someone shared with her. As thrilling as even a partial eclipse might be, Wiseman is moved by the humanity around her.
It's nice to see such a gathering of people when we're so divisive right now about stuff. These kind of things that bring people together is good.
And then for a moment, the excited buzz that's filled the air reaches a brief crescendo. The eclipse has reached its climax. Maybe it takes the cosmos to remind us we're part of something much bigger than ourselves. Sherry Williams-Pinnell is drinking it all in with her husband of 40 years. She's a UWM professor.
In the theater department, musical theater program, and this, to me, this is nature's performance. This is a performance from nature. So we applaud, we give a standing ovation.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.